Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mason just stinks in the red zone. The world would be my lab.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, 49ers at Tampa Bay on Sunday. And 49ers don't practice today. They'll practice tomorrow, and that's the next time Kyle Shanahan will speak. So we won't know more about the quarterback situation till then, at least from him. But it certainly seems like it's trending toward Mac Jones. And the question I have for 49er fans is, what do you do if you're Kyle Shanahan? You've got a guy on the mend in Brock Purdy. Are you super careful with him at this point because you're 4-1? Does that change if you lose a game or two with Mac Jones? I think... The way I'm looking at this right now is the next 4 or 5 weeks is probably going to figure out where we're headed. Because if you look at it, Goo, Brock Purdy quarterbacked week one, then he got hurt.
Okay.
Jones came in and played two games. Then Purdy came back, got hurt again, and missed game five. So to my way of thinking, if Purdy sits this week, and it's Mac Jones, week six. Then if Brock Purdy's healthy week seven against Atlanta, well, maybe Brock Purdy goes back into the starting lineup. But then there's two things that become an issue. One is, how does he play? And if he plays well, how does his toe come out after the game? Because the toe's already responded poorly to two times that Brock Purdy played. So I even feel like if he gets back against Atlanta, then we got to see what happens to the toe the next week, because, you know, that's something that our very own Lorenzo Neal talked about, that if he starts playing, he may not be able to practice the week after. And then is that something Kyle Shanahan takes into consideration?
No, I'm not mad at it. But also, too, in that, Stani, you know, people are blaming the subpar performance from Brock because of the toe. So there's a lot going on here in regard to just the organic aspect of all this on giving Brock as much time as possible. But then when he does come back, that the mystery or the million-dollar question is, okay, was that the real Brock Purdy or was that the compromised version? So that's why if I'm Mac Jones, and, you know, he'll never go public with this, Stoney, I do feel like in a certain way he's sitting pretty in regard to, man, they got to be overly cautious with how many weeks it's going to take. But again, I keep going to Baldy, low Neal. This injury may follow Brock for the rest or the duration of this season. And if my man is just stacking wins, Mac Jones in the meantime, I mean, man, it does. I'm open to, you know, that hot hand thing that you speak of, and the fact that if the Niners keep winning when Jones is under center, I mean, is there really, really some major decisions to be made here? Or is Brock Purdy's injury going to be so difficult for him to kind of maneuver and be the best version of himself? Is it kind of lightweight easy for Kyle to make the decision if he's going to be hampered?
Well, the other thing—
That's crazy.
Yeah, the other thing, want to ask 49er fans is there any—like, I feel like right now where the 49ers are— and the quarterback situation, it's a day-to-day, week-to-week thing. I don't feel like Kyle Shanahan could solve the problem right now if he wanted to. meaning I don't think he can say, all right, Mac Jones is playing playing Sunday, and then Brock's going to be ready for the following week
right.
against Atlanta. I just don't think that's the way this is working right now with Purdy's toe injury, and combine a little bit with the way Mac Jones is playing. So maybe Mac Jones has a little more time than we think, especially if Kyle Shanahan wants to give Brock Purdy the benefit of the doubt in terms of getting that toe as healed as possible. Let's go to Devin. Devin's in an Uber. Hey, Devin, how you doing?
Gentlemen, how you doing this morning?
Hey,
doing
well.
What's the word, man? I'm glad you're back.
Yeah, right on, man.
Yeah, man, I wanted to talk a little quarterback stuff. So I think first and foremost, if I'm Kyle Shanahan, right, I want to go with who's healthy. But if I'm Kyle, I don't know how Kyle operates, you know, but I want to go with who's healthy. So that's number one, you know. But number two, I need to go with the hot hand. I need to go with what the team is. I know how the locker rooms be, right? And a lot of professional sports, anything where people are really good at it, there's discipline, right? And within discipline, there's consistency, there's regiment. So people don't like switching things up constantly. It affects like the aura, the mojo, if you will. So for those reasons as well, I'm going with Mac. Nobody's talking about, you know, not too many people that are like me. We're not saying Purdy shouldn't be QB1, you know, and they're like, they pick and choose when to bring up the money, right? Because they'll say, well, the money hasn't kicked in yet. And then they'll say, well, he's the money guy. So it's like, which one? You gotta stay on one side with these arguments, right? If Mac's winning these games with less, he rocking with him. You know, if anything, when the guys come back, I want to see what he do there. Then again, to conclude this, right, quarterbacks have lost their jobs to injuries. We've seen Drew Brees, right? We've seen Phil Sims. Hell, we can stick to the Niners organization and say we've seen Alex Smith. You know, we've seen Jimmy Garoppolo. So losing the injury, sometimes that's just the way the cookie crumbles. It doesn't mean Purdy's bad. Purdy's a good quarterback. What I don't like is everybody trying to put a magnifying glass on Purdy's weaknesses now. You know, like, I get you want to compare. Purdy's a good quarterback. Mac's a good quarterback. But I think you just roll with the hot hand, man. I think he has some. He's a dog. He's been a dog. And he knows what he's doing. He's looking at it like, hey, I can get the bag at the end of the season. I could possibly, you know, do the Sam Darnold thing. I can get something. So I love how he's leading these guys. I love how he's still bigging Purdy up. I love that he's just playing his role. I think you guys want a dog at quarterback. So that those are just my points. How do you guys feel about it?
Yeah. Well, I appreciate it, Devin.
Why do you think he sighed before he got into his thought?
Because everybody's thinking about what the best way to approach the situation is. And if you're honest with yourself, you know that there's no right answer here. It's just going to be a matter of feel. They're going to have to feel when Purdy thinks he's 100%. And if they don't think he's 100%, they probably won't put him out there. Problem is, if he says he's 100% and the doctors think he's 100% and Mac Jones is working on a 4 or 5 game winning streak, or is working on a 4-0 season or a 5-0 season, the team hasn't lost with him at the helm, you know, then I guess that's, like, I want to measure kind of where 49er fans are here. And like, the two extremes would be, there's nothing to see here. Mac Jones is a backup. And if Brock Purdy's healthy Sunday, he's going to play Sunday against Tampa Bay. Then the other one is, well, let's go with Mac Jones and let's let Brock Purdy sit, heal up if it takes 2, 3, 4 weeks, whatever. But let's utilize Mac Jones in the meantime, and hopefully a month from now we'll have two quarterbacks that are completely healthy. The other thing that's interesting is we had a trade today, or a trade is being Uh-oh. Announced. The Cleveland Browns are trading Joe Flacco to the Bengals. The Bengals are giving up a sixth round pick. I'm sorry, Bengals are giving up a fifth round pick, and Flacco's going to the Bengals Flacco and a sixth round pick for a fifth round pick. So that's the other thing. I mean, what if Mac Jones quarterbacks three games and Purdy comes back and he looks good? I mean, would it even be within the realm of possibility that the 49ers could move off of one of these guys, most likely Mac Jones, if somebody gets hurt on another team?
Well,
would that even be possible?
Yeah, I'll say this about that. Man, Joe is still collecting game checks. I'm not mad at him, but I'm excited about this trade. You didn't ask me, Stoney, just from a Shedeur Sanders standpoint. Now I feel like he's one player hit away. I don't want anything to happen to Gabriel. But I think, man, we're going to see him make his debut here soon. But with the way that this thing is going right now, Stoney, I'm holding on to Mac Jones. And that's predicated on when Purdy is healthy, if, you know, I still got the best Geico going. But I do want to ask you something, because you're asking the pulse of the Niner fans, and I'm just telling you, I'm sitting here looking at you, and, you know, I didn't see you yesterday, but I saw the Warriors play Sunday, and if something were to happen to their, you know, one of their most important players, Steph Curry, I can tell you this, whoever comes in and performs, it's not going to be as dynamic as the Steph experience. But, Stoney, in a crazy world, I think what's going on with Mac Jones and what's going against Brock Purdy is how many Niner fans have called and said, my pleasure has been interrupted in regard to watching the quarterback position from the Niners or the team dynamic. I mean, I can make an argument that the passing game is more explosive with Mac Jones under center. And from what we've seen, who's missing Brock Purdy? Now, I know Brock and his elusiveness, it's real. But the way Mac Jones has been getting rid of the ball, Stoney, I don't feel like the Niner passing game has taken a step back without Brock. And I think maybe that's why there's whispers and even noise of keep riding a hot hand, because Mac Jones under center, Stoney, under the tutelage of Kyle, one can make, and I will make an argument that the passing game's been more dynamic with the backup quarterback.
And it may be more dynamic because Brock Purdy's not healthy. Maybe Brock Purdy healthy, the passing game is more dynamic than Mac Jones. And that's what Kyle Shanahan is going to have to balance, because he can't, if that toe affected Purdy's accuracy against Jacksonville,
yeah.
Well, then you've got to get that toe completely healed.
Or try to.
Well, as long as you have Mac Jones, you can maybe be more conservative if you keep winning games. I'm just wondering, are there people out there that think Mac Jones is a better quarterback than Brock Purdy?
What, Stoney, I can answer that right now. Under Kyle, I believe the answer is hell yes. How would you answer it? Under Kyle.
You think Mac Jones is better than Purdy under Kyle?
No, it's getting there, but coming out of college, Mac Jones was a better quarterback.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking. I mean, I don't believe it. I think, you know, I have to go on Purdy over the last 3 years. He's had a lot of success. Last year wasn't so great, but Mac Jones had a very good rookie year. Hasn't done much since. Has been a backup. So I'm just assuming that Brock Purdy's a better quarterback than Mac Jones. So
he is the starter.
I'm operating under that premise that when Brock Purdy's completely healthy, he'll come back and take over the starting job, right? That's the way it works.
Yeah, and again, I'm following the financials of it. I just believe, Stoney, there's no bone in me that thinks there's anything Mac can do, even if he got two more weeks, to keep Brock from getting this job when Brock deemed himself 100. Let's just forget re-aggravating it. If Brock is 100% healthy, I don't care if Mac wins two more games or three. You really think there's a scenario to where Brock would be, you know what, Brock, we got this. We're just going to ride the hot hand. I think that is not on the bingo card.
See, I think it has to be on the bingo card, believe it or not. Mm. I mean, again, if we're operating under the assumption that, Brock Purdy's coming back against the Falcons.
Healthy.
Then he'll probably play against the Falcons. The question is, if the 49ers decide to really be careful with Brock Purdy and he sits the next 3 or 4 weeks, well, what if Mac Jones runs the table? What if he runs the table, yeah, and you're 7-1 or you're 8-1 and now Purdy's like, I'm healthy? What do you do?
But like, again, that's why I go back to the resume. Right, are you telling me that's too outdated?
I'm telling you that's not a simple decision. Do you think it's a simple decision if Mac Jones wins the next three games that Purdy says I'm ready and he goes right back in?
I think the decision is, the question would be, well, would Purdy have won us those games?
I don't think Purdy wins him the last game if he's playing with the toe that he played with against Jacksonville. Now, healthy, that's probably a different answer. But, I mean, that's what I think. I do think there's a point where, you know, if Mac Jones continues to have this kind of success for another week and another week, I mean, at some point, it's got to matter. And then, if we're talking about a hot hand now and he wins a couple more games, well, that means the hand's going to get hotter. So how do you sit a hand that's that hot, I guess, is what I would ask. And I do think that, you know, Mac Jones wins against, even if he wins against Tampa, yeah, I think that's going to be, when he goes back, if and when he goes back to Purdy, yeah, I think he's going to be scrutinized whenever that happens. Let's go to Will in Berkeley. Will wants to jump in here on the quarterback situation. Hey, Will.
What's up, Matt? What's up, my boys? I think we can all say that this has been a very wacky season so far, looking at the league and all the divisions kind of losing. And so with that said, I think we should ride on the wackiness of Mac Jones' Purdy decision. So if you do the eye test as well, you know, Purdy, when he throws an interception or if he makes a mistake, he kind of has his head down. He's looking at the iPad. With Mac Jones, I feel like he's very resilient. You know, when he got hurt in the last game, I felt like he got up, kept going. So I think we should go with the wackiness. I think we should go with the folks who stay resilient and have that eye test. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, appreciate the call.
So in a crazy world, Snotty, are you saying, or do you think fans out there, because I don't think the coach is doing it, and I don't know what he's thinking, but I'm just on the financials of this and what Brock has done, even as some people are saying, you know, hey, Goo, that stuff is old. This is what he's been since 2023, 2024. But the bottom line is, do you think there's any pressure on Brock to get back sooner than later if Mac Jones was to continue to look like he's holding it down, like he's been looking?
In a way, if I'm Shanahan, it doesn't matter. He's not getting back onto the field if he looks like he looked against Jacksonville. And that's where I guess I got to trust the doctors.
So it's not about Mac, it's about Brock.
Exactly. Brock Purdy can't take the field unless he's completely healthy. That would be obviously my first rule. And then if he's not healthy for a few weeks, then we got to watch Mac Jones play for another 2 or 3 weeks. And whether it's Atlanta or the week after Atlanta or the week after that, again, I'm just saying if Mac Jones continues to win for this football team, then whenever Brock Purdy comes back, I do think there's a decision to make.
Wow.
And I don't necessarily think it's going to be a unanimous decision. How can it be? If Mac Jones wins Sunday and we go back to Brock Purdy on the against the Falcons,
and you're 5-1.
He better look good.
Now
he better look good, and he can't have any residual side effects from the toe. And then what if he goes out and he looks healthy, but he just doesn't play well? So, like, the one thing that I don't think we have a full blown controversy, but we've got decisions to make. This upcoming season, if we're headed toward a nice year and Brock Purdy's on the mend over the course of the season, when do you decide to bring back Brock Purdy?
And what if it's one of those things to where Brock needs, I feel good, coach, but I need to go out there and prove it to myself and my mentals that I can hold up and not feel pain after the game. And now the way that this train is headed, I'm just telling you, you didn't ask, Donnie, if I'm Brock Purdy and I'm feeling some type of way about the noise, if I'm hearing it, and just the way on what I'm looking at, I'm going to tell you something. Let's just say I get through said game and I feel something Monday morning. Guess who I'm not telling? I'm not telling my coach that my toe is barking, but I think he's built up Brock Purdy enough equity to where I've earned the right to go out there, even if I'm telling you I'm healthy, and I don't put my best foot forward, to keep getting that awarded, that opportunity. You know, like Stein, he could say I feel healthy and go through the game, but it's not tryouts, right? Like, it's not, hey, Brock, you better go out here and knock it out the park.
I actually think it could be the other way, is he's got his contract. He's got his money.
No doubt about it.
So if he's not 100%, take all the time you need. All right. So if they got to shut him down for a month, go ahead and shut him down for a month. And let Mac Jones quarterback and see what Mac Jones can do. Let's go to Alex in San Francisco. Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Fellas, hi, I'm doing well. Just a couple things. You know, I mean, we all know Brock's been with us for three years now. He's proven himself what kind of quarterback he is, that he's a starter in the league. I think that Mac, under Kyle, has also proven that he can be a starter in this league. Now, one thing that makes me – I love Brock, but one reason why I think that maybe Kyle will stick with Mac is because Mac seems to be that type of Matt Ryan, Kirk Cousins, you know, prototype kind of quarterback that Kyle's been waiting for ever since he got to San Francisco. And, I mean, the Rams game, that was huge, a huge win. But in the second half, I mean, he's been for a lot of yards but couldn't get any touchdowns. So, I think, that's one thing that kind of stuck out to me. We won the game largely because Kyle's the game plan kept us in the game, and the Rams, in my opinion, kind of lost it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Again, I think if Matt continues to play well, I think there is a very good chance that Kyle's going to stick with him. Thank you.
Appreciate the call. Yeah.
And I kind of mentioned that, Steiny. Again, I know it's not fantasy football. Hey, you know, what did you do? What did you do? But the Niners, Mac Jones did well for himself. But the bottom line is a team game. And in the second half, Steiny, they mustered up after a great start in first half where they got 17 points. They got 6 points. So I'm not putting that all at the doorstep of Mac Jones. They went to overtime, got the win, but I really, Stani, in my
Mac
core.
Mac Jones has looked a lot better than Purdy.
No, you didn't ask me that. No doubt about that.
So, and that's what you got to measure if that's who Brock Purdy is now.
But again, people, they're fighting me on the text line. Stani, I got to just say, if I put my resume or Brock's resume as a Niner quarterback, that has to mean something.
The resume is what you've done in the past. Mac Jones is a better quarterback right now than Brock Purdy until Brock Purdy gets that toe figured out. That's the way I look at it. Of course, Brock Purdy's resume is better. I mean, Brock Purdy, say what you want, has a better resume than most quarterbacks.
But hasn't that most afforded Brock are some luxuries to some luxuries to take your time, look bad, go heel?
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know.
I think that's what this is all about.
See, I think like we got to be careful with how we talk about this money. Oh, well, they just paid Brock. You know what? Yeah, they did. So what? Now who's the better quarterback? Now,
if they're thinking that, then it's on and popping then. If that's what it is, and it could be, then there is something happening here. But shout out Buffalo Springfield.
They have two quarterbacks under contract right now. One long-term and one for the next 29 games. They have Mac Jones this year and next. So the way I look at it, and I think, and this is kind of the way I think Kyle Shanahan's going to look at it. I got two quarterbacks for the next year. I get
Which
it.
Is we're, a paying, good problem.
We're paying Purdy. I get it. We're going to have to pay Purdy whether he plays 17 games or whether he plays 8 games. So, because we have two quarterbacks and we got Purdy under contract long term, let's just sit on Purdy until we know he's 100%. Huh? Then guess what? When Purdy's 100%, you bring him back and you see how he looks. And maybe after two games, you start thinking Mac might be better for this team. That's just the way competition goes. I'm not saying we're there, but I don't believe this is the end of the world, but I don't believe it's nothing either. Like we've
it's a good problem to have two quarterbacks that you think are that can win you a game.
I mean, we've seen this with the Niners. They've done this before. Kyle's done this before. He's come off Garoppolo. He was set on Trey Lance before he ever saw him play. He moved off Trey Lance. He settled on Brock Purdy. It's not inconceivable that things could happen to the degree where maybe Kyle Shanahan starts changing his mind about the quarterback position, whatever that means. Hey, the kickoff, 888-957-9570 is the number. A lot of moving parts to this quarterback situation. How would you like to see Kyle Shanahan handle it moving forward? The kickoff show this Sunday with Lorenzo Neal and Evan Giddings starts at 11 a.m. If you're looking for somewhere to watch the games this weekend, head to Laughing Monk Brewing in Sunnyvale. The Gold Rush girls are going to be there for a meet and greet, taking photos and signing autographs. The next home game is Sunday night, October 19th, and Lo and Evan will be live from Laughing Monk at 3 o'clock. You can sign up for the free shuttle to the stadium right now. That's for October 19th. First come, first serve. So go to the Eventbrite page on our website, 957thegame.com, and sign up now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.